This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis has been elected as vice chair of the Western Governors Association. CPR's Paulo Shalceta reports.
The governor will succeed Idaho's Republican Governor Brad Little. Polis was elected to the position by peers from 19 other states and 3 U.S. territories. In a statement, he said he'll focus on issues like wildfire preparedness and public lands conservation during his tenure. The Denver-based Governors Association is currently gathering for its annual meeting, where it reviews the next year's policy goals. Polis' predecessor and current U.S. Senator, John Hickenlooper, served as chairman in 2014. I'm Paulo Shalceta, CPR News.
Governor Polis has signed off on $15 million to help communities that are reliant on coal production to find new jobs. The state created the office in 2019 to prepare for the eventual closing of coal-burning power plants as it shifts to renewable energy. This is the first major funding for that office. Polis signed the bill yesterday at an electrical workers' union hall in Pueblo, calling it an important down payment for future jobs. Hemp, meat, barley, and fruit processors will ramp up their businesses using recent Colorado Department of Agriculture grants. 7 companies across the state will use the funds, totaling more than $330,000, to upgrade machinery, infrastructure, and make other improvements. CDA's Colorado Proud Manager Danielle Trotta says this lets them bring innovative products to market.
That not only supports them, but it supports the communities that they live in. To be able to spread those dollars through a domino effect of one company's success growing into multiple other successes.
There were 64 total applicants for the funding, which Trotta says surprised the agency. She says it shows the need for this kind of funding. This is CPR News, and you're listening to All Things Considered on this Thursday afternoon. Thanks for joining us. Get ready to hear part 2 of a radio diary series about Harry Pace, a young man with a mission to uplift his race through music. So he launched the first major Black-owned record label in the U.S. 100 years ago. That's starting at 4:44, and later today, Colorado is entering the peak months of wildfire season. Climate change is making the fires bigger, faster, and more dangerous, but low pay and poor conditions are fueling firefighter shortages. Stay tuned for that story in 1 hour. Thanks for listening. This is CPR.